Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Page Six reports that Meghan Markle and Harry, who enjoy their privacy, have been secretly taping their NYC visit for a rumored Netflix documentary. Per Page Six, the couple brought their own videographer with them on their whirlwind trip this week, and he was seen accompanying them around the city. He ran ahead of them as they stepped out before a tour of the 9/11 memorial Thursday morning. They also brought their own photographer, Matt Sales, to document them. Harry also appeared to be sporting a mic during his visit with his wife to iconic Harlem soul food eatery Melba on Friday. He had a wire around his neck, which was seen tucked into the pocket of his chinos as he hugged restaurant owner Melba Wilson. Page Six further reports that one of the first things the couple ever discussed with Netflix chiefs before signing a multi-million dollar deal in September 2020 was making a fly-on-the-wall documentary about their lives. So far, the only projects to be announced are one documentary on Harry's passion project, the Invictus Games. In December, they announced another multi-million dollar deal with Spotify for their Archwell Audio podcast, which they said would include podcasts and programming that uplifts and entertains audiences around the world. Spotify said a full series would launch in 2021, but as of September, the couple have released only one holiday special in December, which featured their sons Archie and Elton John. The New York Post printed the headline, "Clueless California Tourists Visit NYC," and asked why the mayor and governor of New York would meet with the ex-royals, a question that goes unanswered by the article. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry visited Harlem, where the Duchess read her book, The Bench, at an elementary school before lunching at the renowned southern food restaurant, Melba's. Meghan noted it was the first time she'd read the book to kids other than her own two children. "The Bench started as a poem I wrote for my husband on Father's Day, the month after Archie was born. That poem became this story. I was, at the moment, witnessing my husband with our son when he'd just been born, and watching that this could be a place where they could continue to grow and connect and learn, and that could be anywhere," she added. "So it's about finding that special place for you that's in your heart, and wherever you find it, always go and reset and go, ah, this feels good." Asked by one of the students if she planned to write another, Meghan said, "At the moment, I don't plan to write another children's book, but never say never." If only one of the children had asked if they planned to record episode 2 of their $25 million podcast. Palace Intrigue will be right back. After leaving the school, Harry and Meghan made their way to Melba's, where an onlooker said the Duke and Duchess were served southern fried chicken and eggnog waffles, spring rolls, catfish, collard greens, and yams. The onlooker said, "Harry said it was the first time he'd ever tried chicken and waffles and remarked it was delicious." The restaurant later announced on Twitter that Prince Harry and Markle vowed to donate $25,000 to support the restaurant amid citywide COVID-19-fueled food industry struggles. Meanwhile, Kate, William, and the family went for a traditional pub lunch, tucking into burgers and chips as they sat in the beer garden. The Mirror reports the family were seen sitting on a wooden table enjoying their food in Norfolk on Sunday with a new pet black spaniel with them. A witness told the Sun, "It would have been easy to miss them and just assume they were any other family. There was no security around, just them chilling like any other family. Wills had a burger and chips. They had their pet dog, a spaniel, with them, and they were all laughing. There was one particularly touching moment when one of the children got upset because their food was too hot. William was so fast to reassure them and sort them out. It was fantastic to see." Maybe we all just need a break. That's the message on the Archwell website, which has begun advising its visitors to take a break from their screens. The site has introduced an automated message which pops up 20 minutes after a visitor enters. "We love having you here," the message reads, "but we're mindful of screen time. Why not take a break? We'll be here." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.